You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
Is it, Rach?
It is.
Is it too late for love?
Is it ever too late for anything?
Here on Big Breakfast on Joy with Luke, Rach and Cam. And look, I was invited to a birthday over the weekend.
Lovely. Which is surprising in itself.
Wow. Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, the shade of it all.
Hot, piping hot tea. Yeah, look, I was invited to a friend of mine's 30th. A bit of backstory. So this is a friend who I've known for about 3 years. We became quite close at work. That's how I met this person and formed a friendship. They've house-sitted for us before and stuff like that. So, yeah, very sweet girl. And they had their 30th birthday on Saturday.
Yep.
Now, Saturdays are tricky for me anyway because I do Checkpoint, the video game show that I do. It was a started at midday type thing. I'm here in the studio from like 1 till 5 pretty much, so it was already really tricky.
Yeah.
But I could have gone afterwards, right? I could have probably made the effort to get to the park and go and do this thing. But the reason I didn't, and this is a confession I have to make, I told her I had other plans. And in reality, I didn't have other plans. In reality, I looked at the guest list on Facebook.
Oh.
And because you can do that. You can see who's going to attend the party. And there were several people who I really don't like. Like, really don't like. And it's not just because I'm a crap person. These are people I used to work with as well in my old job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I have moved to a different career, a different job. And the last sort of couple of years, I've been like transitioning away from that social circle because I didn't really like them. I was just kind of there because I worked with them. It was work, you know? I don't want to spend time with them now. I didn't want to spend time with them before either. I just had to because I was getting paid to be there. So anyway, I haven't seen these people for a few months, pretty much 6 months since I went to Europe. And so there they are on this guest list. So I thought the last thing I want to do is go there and spend time with them. One of them was my old boss.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not
who she's all buddy-buddy. And I was like, I don't want to see you.
Yuck.
And part of me was like, if I do see you people, I'm probably going to say something that's really not nice. Because now I'm not paid to be there, right? So previously, because of HR, I kind of kept to myself. I was like, oh, that's a great idea, like in a meeting. I was like, oh, good job, you know. In my head, I'm like, you're awful.
Yeah. That's so harsh.
Well, it's true. You know, you don't say what you're thinking.
It's true.
You're working with people, if someone does something stupid, if you work with them, you can't say anything because everyone today, you say anything negative at all, it's like straight to HR, you know what I mean? Like, oh, you can't be insulting or bullying or whatever. I'm in a great position now in my current workplace. I actually quite like everyone, like genuinely. I'm not just saying that because I'm being paid. I like my current workplace. My old workplace, not so much.
Yeah.
Anyway, I made the right decision because I looked at Facebook the next day and all the photos were posted from the previous day.
Yeah.
She did like selfies with everyone that went and literally some of the worst people were there. Like some absolute bottom of the barrel, like scraping the bottom of the barrel humans were actually at this event. And I was so glad I didn't go.
Some awful people then.
Awful people. Like just terrible people who I would not stop and say hello to in the street. I'd walk right past them. In fact, I'd intentionally bump them. Like, it was really not a great thing. So, yeah, I was really glad I didn't go. And I just thought, you know, this must happen more than just to me. Like, there must be times when there's, like, events or parties and you look at who's going and you just think, man, I so don't want to be there. And you make an excuse not to go, right?
Yeah.
You've done that before, surely.
No, I'm a guilt person.
Right.
I get the guilt too bad. If you know, like the only time I say like no to something is if it's an event that it won't crush someone's soul if I don't go. Here I am thinking that I'm so great that I will crush someone's soul if I don't attend.
Rach isn't here.
Literally, that's where my brain goes.
Everyone go home.
Yeah. And it's only if I actually am so exhausted or do genuinely have something else on do I bail.
Sure. That's good of you. I'm not like you. But look, tell me, I mean, because I just said I had other plans. It sounded like a pretty easy excuse.
Yeah.
But look, 0427 JOY 949 or email on air @joy.org.au. if you have a friend who's having an event or a birthday or something, and there's a lot of people going that you know you're not going to like, you know you're not going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Do you go? Or do you make an excuse and not go? Because my plan is to take her out for dinner one-on-one.
Yeah, that's nice.
And be like, oh, I'm sorry I couldn't make your birthday, so now I'll take you out.
Yeah.
And that way I get to actually spend time with her.
Yeah.
Not like all the plebs, you know? So tell me what you would do in that situation. Would you suck it up and go with the guilt like Rach? Or would you do like me and kind of just say, you know what? I am not dealing with this today. Here on Big Breakfast on Joy.
Big personalities for those with big appetites. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
12 minutes to 8 here on Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam. And I had a confession before. I said, you know, there was a birthday event on the weekend that I was invited to, 30th, and I just didn't want to go
That's
because...
kind of an important number as well. It's a 30th, Luke.
But Rach, the people that went were horrible.
All right.
Understand. And so I looked at the guest list and there were a lot of people I used to work with and my old boss and people that I really didn't gel with. I just, my thing is, you know, with birthdays, like, yeah, it's nice to go and stuff, but you just know that the person whose birthday it is not going to spend much time with you one-on-one. Because they're going to mingle with everyone, you know.
Yeah.
They're going to be the belle of the ball and talk to everybody, and you might get like a bit of time with them, but not heaps.
Yeah.
And so I just thought I'm going to end up being stuck with some really horrible people for a long period of time, and I just don't. I'm too old for that now. Like I just don't care. Like
you're not even that old.
I'm old enough that I know what I'm like, and I'm just like, no, I don't want to deal with you at all. Or, you know what, I might have gone and said something I'd regret.
Yeah.
Well, not regret. Said something they'd regret. You know? So
All
I didn't
right.
go.
Here's my question, though. Do you then have to, like, consciously not go on social media and stuff because you've given this excuse that isn't true? Do you ever feel like you're going to get caught out in your little fib? I don't want to call it a lie because, like, it is a lie, but, like, it's a little harmless one.
It's a fib. It's a half lie because, like I said, it started at midday on Saturday. I am here at Joy from about 1 until 5 on Saturdays. I could have gone afterwards.
Yeah.
When it was kind of wrapping up and stopped in for a drink and said hello, but I chose not to. I chose to go home instead.
Yeah.
So it's not a complete lie. I did have plans. It was just, if it was something I really wanted to go to, I could have made an effort.
Yeah.
You know? Did I stay off social media? Not consciously.
Okay.
Yeah, not really. I mean, I definitely.
If I had done that, the guilt that I would have had would have made me be like, oh, make sure you don't press anything. Don't share anyone's thing. Don't like anyone else's Facebook status. Da-da-da-da-da. Like,
right.
I would have been all over all of that and just being like, don't let them find out that there's another reason behind me not being
there.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm risking it all today, right? Because, I mean, anyone could listen to this
That's true.
Be like, oh, well then. But if someone that I didn't like and they're listening now, I don't like you. That's why I didn't go.
Snap.
Okay.
Well, the truth is out. If you are a friend of Luke's...
who went to the birthday...
You're probably not liked.
Start questioning.
So maybe just block him, delete him from social media. He's probably not friends with you on social media anyway, so you...
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And if we are, you know,
ouch.
Sometimes it's really nice when the trash takes itself out, so maybe you should do that.
Wow. Wow, you are a bitter old queen, my darling.
I know I am.
You just... I hope I never get on your bad side. That's all I can say.
No, you won't die. I like you. It's different. It's very different. No, there was no false pretenses with these people. It's not like these are people that I'm friends with and, like, behind their backs. Like, I actively don't engage with them anyway.
Oh, okay.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm not that kind of bitch. You know, I'm more like, I'll tell you I don't like you and move on.
So you wouldn't have just shown up to the party and been like, I don't want to talk to you guys, said hey to your friend, bought a drink, had a beverage with her, and then be like, I'm going to go because I don't want to talk to those bastards.
I might have done that if I had gone, but that would have probably caused more trouble if I'd done that.
Oh.
And that's why I didn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was nice enough to not go and cause a stir, but not nice enough to go and act like I was all nice.
Okay.
So yeah, I feel like it's a win for me.
I feel like... I get where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's a compromise that I made within myself. I'm happy with it. But 0427 Joy 949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Have you ever not gone to a friend's event because there were other people there that you really didn't like? How did you get out of it? Did you feel guilty? Yeah, did you avoid social media like Rach would and like try and not get caught out? Tell us your stories here on Big Breakfast on Joy.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.